Sunday, the 29th of March, Dalet Nissan, Rabbi Moshe Shurkin, Zaman Chereseinu.
At the times of Yom Tovim, reminded of Moriv Rabbi Rav Hutton Zetzal, one of the questions that he pointed out, why is it that the halachas of Havdalah are brought in Masechet Pesachim? Havdalah, which we make at the end of Shabbos, the takona which we make on Moshe Shabbos, why should the halachas there be brought dafkin Masechet Pesachim? In Masechet Pesachim, when we see the Gemara brings that you should say not more than 7 havdalahs, not less than 3, and the Gemara elaborates that you have Mayim Elyoinim, Mayim Tachtoinim, between Levim, Kohenim, Levim, and Yisrael, havdalahs which really have got nothing to do with Shabbos. So why was that included dafkin Masechet Pesachim? Why wasn't it a daf or a mishnah in Masechet Shabbos, which we talk about making Havdalah? And you understand, goes back to understand, really, what is Pesach about? What is the nes? The nes of Hanisai Lokim Lagvoi Lakachav Lagoi Mikerav Goi. Amisah, we were in Mitzrayim, Goi Mikerav Goi. Goi Mikerav Goi is the greatest closeness that there can be between two beings. The Uba Yerech Imoy, eat what the mother eats, drinks what the mother drinks, whatever happens to the mother happens to the Ubar as well. This is the way we were in Mitzrayim. We were Uba Yerech Imoy. The Chazal bring an example, like the shepherd coming along and helping the ewe to give birth, taking out the fetus, the young lamb, from the ewe, and that's the way we were in Mitzrayim. That's how closely the taruvas it was between Am Yisrael and Mitzrayim. That's the way we were in Mitzrayim. And the nes of Hanisai Lokim Lavoi Lakach Lagoi Mikerav Goi. The nes was not just at how difficult it was, but the difficulty of getting us Am Yisrael out. But the difficulty was that in nature, the flood, that which is born, resembles the womb from which it came from. We don't have a dog being born from a cow, but in Am Yisrael, that is what happened. So here, Adam Choshev gave a marshal, if you would imagine 70 Africans coming to America and being there for 4 generations, and have now multiplied to several millions, and there will be a charismatic leader will come along and say, let's go back to Africa. What would they look like? They would look like all of America. They would come back with all of America. We had to be in Mitzrayim, goy mikerev goy. We had to have ochel mashim ochel. We had to eat and drink like Mitzrayim. We were goy mikerev goy. But that which came out of Mitzrayim had to be the complete antithesis. And this was the nest of Hanisai Lokim Lavo Lakach Lagoy Mikerev Goy. Right? Now, again, understand, why was it that we had to be put into this kind of a situation? Why was it that Am Yisrael had to be born through this kind of situation of the Taruvis that we were in Mitzrayim? It goes back, it's just Mitzrayim when the Schus that Am Yisrael had from coming out of Mitzrayim after being Goy Mikerev Goy was Avtocha of Tavdun Esakim al-Harazeh. The schus of coming out of Mitzrayim was because we were going to be Mekabel Torah. Because we were going out of Mitzrayim in order ultimately to be Mekabel Torah. Kabbalah Torah was, going all the way back, a tikkun of Chet Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon was the kilkel of Adam HaRishon, the result of Mice of Adam HaRishon, of eating from the Meitz Das Tov Ra, went all the way through the Klal Yisrael, had to go through a purification, but the ultimate tachlis would have been by Kabbalah Satoira. Amisam became Kabbalah Satoira would be a tikkun of Chet Adam HaRishon. Chet Adam HaRishon Gufa, the Bali Musa explained, the Chet, how was Adam HaRishon's matzah before the Chet? Before the Chet, Ra was something outside of Adam HaRishon. They give an example. If there would be a very precious diamond in a fire, in a furnace, a person couldn't say that he's got a taiva to take that diamond. What could be, he could think, maybe it's worthwhile. He could make a cheshbon. He could make an error in cheshbon. Maybe it's worthwhile to get my hand burnt a little bit, but I'll get out this diamond and the price is worth it. In other words, I'll pay a price, but it's worth it. You know, it's an error in cheshbon. By Adam HaRishon, the eating of the Etz HaDaas, Tov V'Ra, so the Chazal say, the Rebbeinu Machlokes, what was the fruit that Adam HaRishon ate? Same say, it was Chita, Anavim, but the Maral has a klal that there isn't a Machlokes in Agadita. In Agadita, when we see different opinions, it's not that they're arguing. It's each one saying a different side of the same idea. In other words, it's as the, if you take the marshal again of a diamond, the merchants, the diamond merchants, when they want to assess a diamond, they don't just look at one angle. They turn the stone around, they look at it at all the angles. So in other words, when Chazal wanted to express a very beautiful, sublime idea, no one of the Amoraim or the Tanoim felt that he could totally express the whole idea. So each one said another angle of the idea. And when we try to understand Chazal like that, we don't understand the Gadita, we have to see what was the common denominator. What was the common denominator of what they were saying? The common denominator here was that we're not being told, Chazal aren't trying to tell us like the eating habits of early man. They're coming to tell us how Adam HaRishon ate. Until that moment in time, Adam HaRishon had eaten just with seichel. He'd eaten just in which he needed, because he understood al pi seichel that he should eat. He had not eaten with taiva. And there it says, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu challenges Adam HaRishon, Ha'ishor shenesati imadi hina tanoli va'ochel, and I will eat. Va'achalti lo ne'mar, it doesn't say there, and I ate, but it says, and I will eat. Adam HaRishon understood that now, from now on, after having eaten once with taiva, now he would carry on. In other words, taiva was now part of him. Now, and Adam HaRishon became himself a taruvis of taiva ra, the mixing within him of taiva and ra. This was now the reality of Adam. And this, again, had to be the ticket prior to Kabbalah Satorah, was that there had to be a distinction from that taruvis, again to come back to a clear distinction between Tov and Ra, and no longer that Taruvis. So may the Am Yisrael in Mitzrayim were put again back into that situation of Taruvis, back into that situation of Goy Miker of Goy, and from that Matzav of Goy Miker of Goy, we had to make that distinction and that separation, that which came out should be totally, a total antithesis of what was before. And this, the chisaron here was bemet when we think that when Moshe Rabbeinu took with him the Eir of Rav by Kabbalah Satorah, Kadosh Baruch says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Rech Red Shiches Amcho, Amcho Velo Ami. You know, when the Eir of Rav came out together with Am Yisrael, it was like a shear in the Havdalah. It was a shear in the separation which should have been in Mitzrayim. That separation which had to be made from the Taruvis, the fact that there was an Eir of Rav as well, meant that there was a flaw in that Havdalah. There was a flaw in that separation. And this, again we heard from Rav Hutnis Tzal, that Ba'oimek, when we make Havdalah and Moitzah Shabbos, right, it's not because now it's the end of Shabbos and we're now beginning the week. The Havdalah that we make on Moitzah Shabbos is a bracha on that which was the Iker Tafkir of Adam. The Iker Tafkir of Adam is to make Havdalah, right? So only what, when Chazal wanted to be taken as Zman, where would be the appropriate Zman to be taken that bracha on what is the Tafkir of Adam? Moitzah Shabbos is that time. Moitzah Shabbos is again a time of a Taruvis. It's a time when we have Kedusha Shabbos in Chol. We have Kedusha Shabbos in Chol, so there we have to make a Havdalah. Again, like Chazal tell us, that by a kohen that he said he shouldn't drink b'sheves to be able to make havdalah. And then Chazal say it doesn't mean to make havdalah between a cow and a camel. To make havdalah means that you don't need das. You don't need that. They're muvdalim on themselves. They're separated on themselves. Where do we have to make havdalah? Where does an Adam have to make havdalah? An Adam has to make havdalah in that area where there is a tarluvis, in that area where the things are mixed together, and he has to use his sefer and his das to make a havdalah, to make a distinction. And that das that you were given, and that's why Chazal bring, why was havdalah nitkan in chayin and das? Imain das, havdalah minalan. If it weren't for das, we couldn't make havdalah. And we have to make havdalah using seichel, using das to be able to make that kind of a distinction. But in order to do that, there had to be again a taruvus, and we were put into that taruvus, and that taruvus was the complete antithesis, the materialism of Mitzrayim, or the the entire materialism that was in Mitzrayim. From that we had to make a complete distinction. And this was the avoid that was necessary for Am Yisrael Mitzrayim, to make that havdalah. And Mamela, we say, Ki Meitzes Chom Eretz Yisrayim, Erena Niflois. And then again, when we heard the assert from Rav Witness Hassan, he said, Miretni to blind, that we not talk to people that are blind, but if it means, Ki Meitzes Chom Eretz Yisrayim, Erena Niflois, it means in Achris Hayomim, there's again going to be a matzah like that. In Achris Hayomim, there's again going to be a matzah of Tarovis. And that matzah of Tarovis, we are going to have to make such a havdalah. And there he spoke in his time of dayas, that everything had to go, there had to be something with Torah. There had to be Torah of Avoida, Torah Mada, Torah in something else. There had to be, Torah had to come with a Tarovis, with something else, and from that, one had to make havdalah. And that's Yisrael, now we are seeing a more physical tarovis. We are seeing now when people came from Russia, the percentages of those that are really goyim, that are going into Am Yisrael, again is making a tarovis in the zera of Yisrael, in the very seed of Eretz Yisrael, there's being a tarovis. Kiviyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu was showing us again that goyim iker of goyim that there was in Mitzrayim was because there was a parley that was meshabedas, there was someone on that were put into that situation. But now it's almost as if we're bringing ourselves into that matzav. But the Hashgacha of the Kodesh Baruch Hu is that again, b'achris hayomim, there should be again a taruvis. And from that taruvis, again we have to make a havdalah. He described there that there are those, without mentioning names, you know, there are those organizations in Yidden that they want to make the Kodesh into Chol, and there are others that want to turn the Chol into Kodesh. And by us in the Beis Medrash, he said, we make a bracha, Baruch HaMavde Ben Kodesh L'Chol. There has to be a clear Havdalah between Kodesh and Chol. And that clear Havdalah, that is the Nisayan, which we're having in our generation again. And this is the Yetzias Mitzrayim that we have to go through. Again, being put into this matzav of a Tarovis, and from that Tarovit to make a Bemet a Havdalah. And the Chofetz Chaim tells that the Nisyonis of Achris Hayomim will be greater than the Nisyon it was on Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel. In Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel, so a fire came down on the Korban of Eliyahu HaNavi, and the man everybody knew, Hashem Hu Elokim. Achris Hayomim, the fire will come down on the Korban of Nevi'ei HaBaal, and we'll have to make Avdolah. In other words, that will be the Nisoyan, that we will think, that in the Tarot we will think that Adrab, that the confusion will be so great that from that confusion we'll have to make a distinction. But this is the Nisoyan. But then in the way that one can deal again, the way of Das, but the way the Shimon Schwab, Zechariah of Rocha, tells over a Shabbos that he spent by the Chofetz Chaim. And at the end of the Shabbos, so the Chofetz Chaim, we came to part from the Chofetz Chaim asked him, are you a Kohen? So he said, no. He said, do you know that I am a Kohen? He said, yes. He said, do you know why I am a Kohen and you are not a Kohen? He said, then, he didn't understand what the Chofetz Chaim wanted. He said, because when Moshe Rabbeinu cried, Mi Lashem Elai, my grandfather's grandfather ran, and your grandfather's grandfather didn't run. Achrei Seyomim, there's going to be again a matzav like that. There's again going to be a matzav where somebody's going to cry, Mi Lashem Elai, and make sure, he said, that you don't make the same mistake that your grandfather's grandfather made. And as the taruvus, we're all, the taruvus and confusion is a taruvus which we're all involved in, and that taruvus is where the ra is not clear, where the distinctions are not clear, and we have to make those distinctions, and very often our own, seeing that we ourselves are that taruvus, in whatever we do, our desires, our agenda, whatever we want to, that is involved, we have to make sure that we will take, Bemet, the guidance, the direction, as the way that it should be going. And that is why, Bemet, the brochas of Havdalah, in same form, it's not Havdalah that Shabbos ends and Chol begins. It's Havdalah to understand what it is that we have to be doing. What we have to be doing is we have to be making that kind of Havdalah. And to realize what, again, the entire Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim, the whole story of what went down Mitzrayim, how we had to be involved in from with the way. So the leadership of Moshe Rabbeinu as to how we had to come out of that, we have to go through all that same process ourselves. And that process goes on the Sipur. The Sipur has to be with that validity. The Sipur has to be the Nisoyan of Golis. The Nisoyan of Golis is that our mindset is like the mindset of the dominant society. Again, when Avraham Avinu is told that his descendants are going to go into Golis, the Abam and Shona, the Nisoyan of Golis, there was in Rehovot in Eretz Yisrael, there was a Rav Bar Shaul, the Rav of Rocha. He once asked, what's the Oynish of Golis? They brought, we see for Golis, we have a person, a Hoyrik B'Shoigeg, so you've got to go to an Yom Miklat. The other halacha is that if a Talmud is going there, the Rav has got to go with him. If the Rav has got to go, then the whole Yeshiva has got to go with him. Because it says V'chai. Then we have another example he brings that on Sukkot. Why is Sukkot after Yom Kippur? Even though the one of the time Tachton is obviously Midotzva Bimnikar, but he says the time Elyon, maybe we were Chayev Golis. We take upon ourselves a voluntary Golis, and we go from a Deris Keva to a Deris Arai. I mean, then he brings, you see in that there, it says, Teishvu Kain Shetatur. You've got to sit there like in your lounge. You have the best your furniture, the best cutlery, the best crockery. The only thing is without a roof. Only if you have to schach, and you're not in your deres keva, you're in a deres arlai. And then you ask, so what in fact is the oinish? Right? You have to have a full spiritual life, a full material life. So what is the oinish? And also, therefore, he brings out that in our history, it hasn't always been that comfortable. He brings, the Ikka Oynish of Golis is only to be a stranger. To be a stranger, if one is and can perceive himself as a stranger, one's living Golis. Right? When does the oppression have to come? The oppression has to come when we begin to forget that we're in Golis. When we begin to feel that we're at home, then we have to be reminded that we are strangers. And that is the Metzias in Golis. But the Metzias also being in Golis is that the minority always wants to emulate the majority. A minority doesn't want to remain different. He doesn't want to remain strange. And this is the Nisoyan that being a minority, we have to retain an identity which is different and not be drawn after a majority. We heard from Reb Simcha Wasserman, he once told that Reb Elchanan, the first time he came to America, so he stayed in a some sort of a pension, a boarding house, and in the evening a waiter came over and offered him coffee and brought the milk, and he asked for the milk, and it's Chol of Yisrael. So he said, no, unfortunately we don't have Chol of Yisrael. He said, okay, so I'll have without. In the morning, the same thing repeated itself, and he brought again the coffee, the milk, and he asked again, you know, if it's Chol of Yisrael or not. He said there wasn't. So he went to the Balabos, and said, the Balabos, yeah, I told your waiter last night already that I need, you know, you should have Chol of Yisrael, why did he bring? So he said, the waiter must have thought that if you'll sleep one night in America, in the morning you'll think differently. Right? This is the influence of Golas. The influence of Golas is where, again, Yaakov Inu, Yadoy Achezes Akev Esav. Yadoy Achezes Akev Esav. And this is the matzah that we're put into. That matzah that we're put into, that with a rationalization of what we're doing, a rationalization of what we have to do, the rationalization of how we have to behave. But being in Golas, we're put again in that nisoyan of dependence on a dominant society, and in that matter of the dependence on a dominant society, we have to make our goals. We have to make a clear distinction where we are and where the dominant society is. This is the Havdolah that we have to make. And again, having to live in Golas, having to operate with the Goy, having to operate with whatever is going on around us. So there we have to realize and make that distinction. The Gemara brings that called Ha'oisek B'Toyru B'Nas Hasodim U'Mispalim Atzibur Kilu P'da'ani U'Banai Mibayin U'Maso Oilom. And the Maharal explains what are these things which are chosen, that if we person is Oisekim Talbot Torah K'Minas Hasodim and Mispalim Atzibur, he's leaving Golas. P'da'ani U'Banai Mibayin U'Maso Oilom. He's taken me, Kivyochel, he's taken me and Am Yisrael out of Golas. And the three things the Maharal explains, that Torah, he chokhmas chem, binas chem, b'nei agoyim, to be oisik milas chasodim, but stocket romam goy, I once said from the darshan, Yanko Galinsky, once told over that in the Middle Ages, every duke, every minister had a financial advisor, was a frum yidir, a rov, because of the connections that he didn't have. And always their galochim, their ministers, were giving them flack because of that. How do you have this yid around? So he asked the minister once and for all, make it show what's the difference. So he said, right, invite all your ministers to a suda, to a meal, and say, all come, they have this meal, it's 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and the table's laden with kol tuv. Only one thing. There's no cutlery. So everybody's looking, and they're looking at the food, and it's all dishes. Like, they're slowly beginning, they say, Mina gavaseinu biadeinu. So each one tries, maybe with their hands. But then a bell rings that you're not allowed to touch the food without the cutlery. And then they come in, where they bring knives, forks, and spoons 2 meters long. So the goyim are trying to eat with this, and lo lech, they can't. So they throw it all down and they go. 2 hours later, they bring in the yidden, the same performance, and the bell rings, they bring this 2 meters long. So what happens, right away, everyone sees that, they feed the one across the table from them. But like the goy would rather, you know, starve and not eat. And but by yid, may the fourth, if I can't, I'll help my... But this is, b'tzloket romem goy. This is the chesed that there is by yid, that's a mitzias by yid. But also, Mispalli Matzibur, the Maharal explains, when we Mispalli Matzibur, I really perceived this lesson once I was in, again I happened to be in Manhattan, and I was in Ovo, and they have what they call a Mincha map of Manhattan. If you need Mincha, you can find where every office, which office building has a minion. You go into an office building, particularly among the Syrian community there, and you can hear at 4 o'clock a secretary will shout, you know, Minyan, Minyan, over the intercom. And everybody goes, and they go, and they get together in a room, and they daven. Now, at that point, what's actually happening? There, each person is dealing with a client, he's dealing with a goy. And there, when we get together to daven mispalim at Sibur, right, it's not just Yidden getting together. But Yidden getting together in Chutzlaitz, there many times when there were clubs, where the clubs didn't allow Yidden to join. Right? So what do the Yidden do? They make clubs like that for Yidden. Right? So again, it's assimilation. Again, you're behaving like a goy, but only together with other Yidden. You're finding other Yidden to act like a goy. Right? But when you mispalim at Sibur, so two things happen, as we're saying in the example of the business, you leave the person that you're dealing with, you're cutting off from the goy, and you're getting together, Yidden are getting together lifnei Hashem. They're getting together lifnei Hashem, that's that separation, and presenting ourselves where we should be presented. And this is again making that distinction, again, that separation where, being in Golis, we have to live and interact with the dominant society, but to be able to make that distinction there is to appreciate the mind of Yisrael. The mind of Yisrael is again Oisik Batalman Torah, Oisik Mil Chasodim, Mispalli Bat Sibur, retain an identity. This is making again our way of making a Havdalah, our way of making a Havdalah, of making our separation, that even when we act and we're doing the same things as they're doing, but it's different. It's not the same, it's not that same goy, it's not the same action. The action which is done by Yid is a different action. We are making Havdalah at that point. So this is the limb that came out from Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim, we're goy mikerev of goy, and that's the reality of Mitzrayim. The spitz, the tachlis, mitzias of Golas is that we should be goy mikerev of goy, we should be among the goyim. And from that matzah of being goy mikerev of goy, we have to make a havdalah. That was the havdalah that was made in Mitzrayim. And Metzeis Chomi Eretz Mitzrayim, Erena Niflois. Again, we are put today in that same matzah of a taruvis, and in that same matzah of taruvis today, we have to make a havdalah. And on that havdalah which we have to make today, on that we make a bracha every Moitzah Shabbos, in that time. That time which is a taruvis, from that time of a taruvis, we have to make a bracha. But that bracha is to remind us what is a yid doing in chutz in Golus. What should a yid be doing in Golus until Beis Hashem the Kodesh Baruch Hu will come, and there will be Zman HaGeula, where there will be the ultimate separation, and ultimate Havdalah will be made, and that will be we made me and Beis Hamikdash, we'll be able to be zeicha to eat from the Zvachim and the Psachim, and Heir B'meinu. Amen.